Hello, my beautiful people. Welcome to another episode of the Smoked Free Zone. And today's episode is going to be a little bit different. So buckle up and enjoy the ride. In today's episode, I will be discussing the victim. Is it you? Is it me? Is it them? Stay tuned. All right, so I feel as if the victim game is pretty rough. And what I mean by rough is, like, I feel like when you are a victim, or when you feel like you're a victim, you block yourself from growing because you have allowed the other things that are affecting you take control of your life. When you don't take any accountability for your life, I feel like life will just drag you around and drag you 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 and drag you. And I constantly have been getting, like, reaffirming messages about it. Like, because it's one of the things, like, I practice. Even though I have moments of feeling like a victim, like, why the fuck is this happening, and I'm pissed off at this, and this is whack, and they did this and they did that, and dang gong gong. But I realize it gets me nowhere and it really saps my energy dry. So I am making a conscious effort not to do that. And everything that has happened thus far in my life is a result of the actions that I took. So it's story time. I'd like to share a story with you about ignoring red flags, and the 7 million that I ignored. Right. And so I was working for a woman who constantly showed me red flags. Her and around town said the same thing, and I continuously gave this woman the benefit of the doubt. Let's say her name is Raja. So Raja, necessarily, I was working for her at the time, and she needed a backup because the person who had the position before me ended up leaving abruptly, and I think he left because he wasn't, what I heard was that he had wanted more money, or he wasn't making enough money. And she told me the story, and she talked about him like a dog, and that was, like, you know, one of the red flags. And I'm a firm believer, if you talk about someone who I don't know like a dog to me, then most likely you can talk about me to someone else like a dog. So as time progressed on, I was working for her, and then it turned into her wanting to get rid of the business because she necessarily didn't like the business that she had, or that she had started. She necessarily doesn't really like kids, and she necessarily doesn't like dance. And so it was odd to me that she had a dance school. And so, giving her the benefit of the doubt still, I think I might do a full YouTube story time about this one day. The full story. But anywho, so where are we? We fast forward to when she's ready to get rid of the company. She suggests that I take over the company. I was game for it, even though I had ignored the red flags. I was game to do it, but there were some conditions that I had. And so I think she wanted me to take the business. I knew I could run the business because of my extensive experience in teaching and dance schools and dance just in general. So I was very, very confident because I've experienced many different business types that actually work. And what she was doing was not working. So I was like open to the idea of taking the business. But like I said, I had some conditions. So we're getting closer to the time where it's time for me to transition into taking over complete control, or at least half, because we had decided that she was going to, of course, get money and sit on her behind collecting checks, which was okay in the beginning. But what was not okay was how greedy she wanted to be. So she ran her school in debt, or she was going in debt, and so she was frantically trying to get rid of it. And so, me being optimistic Olivia, I tried to step in. And so fast forward to the end, we get to a place of understanding how much everything was, and I was like, one of my conditions is having someone to help me with administrative work. We had agreed to a number, and I go out and start to build the school. I go interview different teachers, photo shoots, scheduling, wrote her a business plan and everything. And I found an administrator that would help me do the work, at least part-time, because that's what Raja agreed on. So I'm doing all this work. And then we have one more meeting where I had the last straw and I was fed up. She had sat in front of my face and was essentially telling me that she wasn't going to help with administrative costs, that I essentially had to build the school that she ran in the ground from scratch all by myself. And that's what I wasn't willing to do. And of course, that was the red flag, the last red flag. So I ended up taking a minute to breathe and think about it, because I was like shocked, because she had told me one thing and then did another. And so took a minute to think about it and breathe, and was frustrated because I've already told all these people about the experience, and majority of the people were like, we don't really like her, but we like you, and so we'll do it for you, but we don't necessarily like her. If you're going to be in control, that's cool. That was another red flag, folks. And so I was frustrated, took a day or two to breathe and think and recollect my thoughts, because I had someone who had quit their job or was quitting their job to work with me. So I felt terrible that she was going to quit her job for me and work for me when this woman, Raja, had essentially reneged on the whole deal. I took 2 days, 3 days, maybe 2 days to think. I think the second day, Raja started to threaten me, because I essentially had the keys that she gave me to open and close the studio, because she got tired of doing it because, you know, like I said prior, she didn't want to be involved in the company that she started. And so I was opening the studio and closing the studio, whatever. And so she threatened and said, I want the keys back or I'm going to call the cops and have you deported. And I was shocked because I've heard Raja treat other people this way, but I was shocked that she was treating me this way. And I was like really, really stunned. So I was furious, and I had to swallow the the anger and frustration because I was on 100, because I was just like, wow, how could she be so devilish? But secretly, she was the devil the whole time. So I ended up putting her keys in an envelope and dropping them to her condo, which I've been to numerous times for holidays and birthdays and meetings. So the front desk, hey, good to see you, of course. Dropped the keys, took a photo, and left. And she essentially said thank you for the keys. And after that, I got really, really sad and really down, because I felt like I dropped the ball on all these people that were relying on me. And then, you know, the moral of the story is the victim. And so for a while, I was like, she's this, she's that. But secretly, it was all my fault. It definitely was my fault, because you know what? I was ignoring the red flags, folks. So the ball being dropped was absolutely my fault. I eventually tell everybody, and everybody was sad. It was like, thank you for letting me know, and this, that, and the third. You know, everybody was disappointed. But the moral of the story was, it wasn't necessarily all on Raja. It was definitely my fault as well. And so this experience has made me grow tremendously to never get into business with the devil, and to follow my gut instinct when I know and feel a person is not good. So all that to say, folks, is I could have had my own dance studio, but it wasn't written in the cards, because it just never was, because that person was definitely not the right person. And secretly, deep down inside, I just didn't want to admit it. Excuses by Brian Tracy. It says, optimism gives you resilience. The most important quality you need for success and persistence is optimism. This is a boundless confidence in yourself and your ability to ultimately succeed. To remain optimistic, you must control and discipline your thinking when things go wrong. Refuse to feel sorry for yourself. Remember, you are not a victim. You are an adult, and you are in charge of your own life. You are doing what you have freely chosen to do. Setbacks come with the territory. They are merely speed bumps on the road to success. Refuse to blame others or make excuses. When you complain or blame other people, it makes you feel and sound petty and small. And what's worse, it takes away your personal power. When you criticize or complain, it makes you feel weaker and reduces your ability to deal effectively with the situation. Instead, greet every setback by repeating, I am responsible. Look for the reasons why you are responsible for what happened, rather than trying to pass off the blame onto other people. No excuses. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Smoked Free Zone. I appreciate you all so, so, so much. I want you all to be good, be blessed, and be well. Until next time, peace.